Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.
It's the Football Manager Football Show. It is episode number 166, and we are getting so close to the end of this season. My name is Ken Maguire, Liverpool manager extraordinaire, joined by Manchester City manager extraordinaire.
Manchester manager.
Actually, I know you've been referring to them as Manchester for most of the season, but you let it slip about two episodes ago.
I know, yeah.
Where you were just all about, come on, Man City.
You got the job on a technicality from a legend who recommended you. What a brew, love. Yeah, I don't know who I am today, because I do not feel like Shane O'Keefe.
You are Brooke. Were you wrestling this week, or was it off for the bank
holiday?
No,
it was off for the bank holiday. Just when I get back into it, I'm fucking...
I don't, looking by your general kind of appearance and demeanour, I don't know if you would have survived...
What do you mean my appearance?
Being leg dropped and DDT'd and fucking monkey whipped or whatever.
Yeah, monkey whipped. Out of the last 30 hours, I've slept 20 of them.
That's all right.
And I thought I was in a swimming pool, like, wow, through the amount of sweat.
Out of the last 48, I've slept 9.
Yeah, I generally, that's why, man, I tried to go for a run yesterday. It was the worst thing in my life. And now I can't stand up straight.
Jesus.
I am suffering. So as you can tell, if I don't win the league, that's the reason why.
I think we're all fairly sure at this stage that the league is a lock.
No, it's not.
You've gone 9 points clear, effectively.
I have, but
I have the extra game played because I got spanked by Spurs last week. I lost 3-0.
In what?
In the league.
Did you?
It was the last game and we played it, and I was, after thumping you 5-1 in the Champions League, that I just kind of got to the Spurs match and I was like, oh God, and I wasn't focusing, and we had a score, I don't know if we might have even been scoreless. I'll need to check back coming up to half time, but no, we didn't. So
do I just need 6 points to win the league?
What have you got left? You've got five games to play.
34, 35, 36,
you have five games left to play.
Yeah. Alright, so you need
7 points, don't you?
No, I can't go, I can go 9 points clear with, yeah, four games left. So if I win one more, then I win the league. So.
No, because mathematically I could still win the league. So you'd have to go another game and a game and a half.
Fuck this game.
Another 4 points on top of it.
Let me lose this Champions League fucking semi-final and let's go.
Because we have to play each other in our next game. That's your next league game is me. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's Brentford.
Oh, come on, Brentford. Do me a favour. Do me a favour.
Come on. Come on to fuck.
So what comes next? Brentford or the Champions League game?
The chicken or the egg? You.
God. Yeah, okay. Oh, so I have 4 games left to play. It is 77 points for Liverpool. It's 83 for Manchester City. 5 games. At least you can't win the 100 points, but you can get damn close to it. Jesus, you could still finish the season with 98 points.
Class. Can't wait.
That's.
Can't wait to finish this fucking season. Do we have any fucking shout-outs or anything?
Do you know, I'd love to find out if that was the case. I did have somebody get in touch saying that they absolutely loved the last episode and they can't wait to see what's in store for the future. But they're like, whatever you do, please don't give us more of Shane slipping into his depression for the monthly time of his month.
Why?
I don't know. I think there just seems to be like these peaks and troughs.
I'm extremely volatile.
Yes, that is a fact. I think we assessed that after your diagnosis in season 9.
Yeah.
When we were doing the Portuguese stuff, it was just like, yeah. That's definitely
this guy is thank God he's in Ireland where there's no gun laws.
Wow, that's how this week is going. Everybody,
nice one. I bought Victor Osimhen.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For next summer, that's your parting gift to Manchester City?
Pretty much, yeah. Bought him for 56 million.
Oh, that is a steal. Has he actually been any good?
Because we're
a few seasons on.
He was with Real Madrid. He was banging in goals there.
Wow. Because you got your budget for next season.
Yeah, get rid of me. Wee-hee!
Did Ken get a budget for next season? No, I don't. I've got 52 million left in a transfer budget, but I'm in the red to the tune of 57 million. Somehow I managed to lose 4.5 million this month. How did I do that?
Because you've fucking spent about 178 million on fucking subs.
Yeah, but I also sold a load of players. Actually, because I've sold a load of players, I think I did sell them on deals as well. So the money is due to come in, but not there just yet.
Oh, come on. Just get this over with. Stop. He's already dead. I'll probably end up winning 3-0 and like...
Yeah, I had that thought earlier because we've had those... prepared to do a better job against Liverpool is Shane O'Keefe. Maguire believes the squad are focused. That's what I believe. But in the car over the weekend, I was thinking, it was like, oh, I've had these games in the past.
You know, generally like, get the better of me. It's a bit of a shock when I win against you.
Yeah, but like with Leicester and with other teams where I've been really high. And it happened to me last year with Benfica. Going through the solo stuff, and we had a we do it in the Champions League, thumped by Bayern in like the quarterfinals first leg or the semi-final first leg. We got, or maybe I had thumped them, and then they got 3 or 4 goals, and it leveled itself out. I think we won it by a goal in the end. It was like a 6-5 type of thing. Which was mildly terrifying. But yeah, we got to play each other. I forgot this is how we're actually starting today and just going straight into it. Delighted to reveal that Endrick has completed his intensive language course that he was sent on to try and help him learn English. But Curtis Jones is gone again. My team is so broken. I get to
you're
the
not.
End.
You have 100. Shut up doing this poor me stuff. Poor me.
Look at this. No, end of the season. Again, Yunus Musa. He was unbelievable against you. Out for 5 weeks.
Good.
Just like that. I click continue out for 5 weeks. Curtis Jones out. I don't have my starting 11 to finish the season. I have 4 games left to play in the league. A Champions League semi-final. A potential Champions League final. But Musa is gone. That's his season over.
He won't have to watch. Just like so badly want to be in the jacuzzi. That's what I'm feeling right now. You know the warmth that you only get from a jacuzzi.
Is the jacuzzi not closed in the watershed?
Sorry, it is.
Yeah, this is such a local thing.
It is, but my body is in so much agony that I just want to kind of be floating in somewhat warmth.
You know, you haven't been yourself since you came off the monster.
It's fucking nearly 3 weeks now,
and you are broke.
And I'm trying to give up cigarettes as well
at the same time.
Yeah,
again.
I'm 1.5 days off them.
Yeah, but talk to me when you're like...
I was mostly asleep for that.
That's like saying I'm 1.5 days off food. It's like, no.
No, you were asleep.
That's not a thing. You were just asleep. Oh, Sooner Jetta was in touch as well.
He sent you an email and you didn't look at.
I know, yeah. I
remember that happening. Ken was like, fuck Sooner Jetta. I ain't looking at his shit email.
Yeah, that's...
And I was like, Ken, that's not fair.
I'm like, hey, bro, how you doing? How's all with you in Americaland? Did he have any nice beers? Did he do anything nice with his team? How is the season going? I'm going to find it, though.
I'm going to find it and read it. Yeah. Right, let's go. Oh. I don't care.
Actually, Harry Chandler.
What a name.
Remember Harry without the accent? Harry without the Birmingham accent, even though he's from Birmingham?
No.
He got in touch last week.
Is he in the Peaky
Blinders? He got in touch the previous week and we were talking, he was
Harry.
Giving us his update. But he's emailed to say that, now that I found all these emails, I hope you had a good Easter weekend and some time off. He's had another update in that he's decided to reignite his Tony Pula save, only this time...
Oh, I remember it, yeah.
This time with some different stipulations. So he still has to have the tall players in his team because he wanted like a half dozen lads over 6 foot.
I remember that.
However, he can't move club until he's gotten the same amount of wins that Tony Pulis got at that club.
Okay.
So during his time at Gillingham, he won 41 times. So he can only leave the club when he has won 41
times.
What
if the board don't want them there?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
He says he can also move clubs. He can also only move to the clubs that Tony has managed. So if they aren't there, then Gillingham will be home until one of his other clubs are available.
Stoke. It's all about Stoke.
While
Palace.
Then doing...
West Brom.
Hale's own town on the side. I don't know who they are. Excited for the run-in on your save to see how it pans out. Cheers, Harry, without the Birmingham accent.
Good, Harry.
Oh, and he had another update for the Tony Pulis save. God, there was a load of them that came in.
Will you click continue so we can play this fucking match? I can lose in peace. We only have 40 minutes left.
We do.
Studio time.
Right. Sooner Jetta. Here's
the sooner
update.
You click this, the sooner we play it and get out of the way and we can do the run into the season.
Yeah, we'll do the run in after a little update from Sooner Jetta. So Sooner Jetta is at Shimuzu and he's got an update for season 2.
What the fuck did you just say?
Shimuzu.
The
God bless you.
Well, thank you. He says he's not been able to stream due to work and working on his master's program. Very intelligent creature he is.
He's an intelligent boy.
He is currently in his second season at Shimizu.
Shimizu.
On FM24. We go they got promotion to the J1 League, as in Japan, and they've had to increase from two teams to three teams of players. They went from 24 players to 30, and due to congestion, he's constantly swapping players. They're at the top of the league at the minute with 44 points, 13 wins, 5 draws, no losses, plus 27 on the goal difference. If he wins the league, they qualify for the Club World Championship. He's got 20 foreign players on the team, so every game he's swapping in 5 players, which is the league max. Still using a 3-3-3-1 formation. He just happens to have adapted it both to the team and to playing in Japan. If he's playing a team that might be better, then he switches to a 4-4-3 wide.
Oh, I'm just noticing a WhatsApp.
I would have thought a 4-4-2 wide.
I'm just
because 4-4-3 gives him an additional player. That's probably an illegal move. The WhatsApp for me that I sent you at 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah,
like,
I have.
Hey, can we record
early?
I
have all my notifications turned off because I was getting so pissed that people were messaging me on my days off from work that I was like, I'm just turning everything off. Can you do this? Can you do that? I don't work on this day.
Ah, but you do.
No, I don't. I'm asleep. Leave me alone. Okay.
So that's the latest from Sooner Jetter, and apologies that we didn't get to the email earlier.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Apologize.
So there we go. We'll find some more, but we do have some Champions League action to get through. So Bayern are away to Borussia Dortmund.
No one cares.
Dortmund did beat them in their classicer in real life last week.
Fucking
as well.
Beat me and.
And then it's Man City against Liverpool. See, you say beat me, and then you're playing this, oh, beat me, oh, I'm already dead, I'm stopped. And then you'll come out and you'll knock in 4 goals in the first half.
Yeah.
Because well, you'll just be like, you'll be Leroy Jenkins from the off.
How dare you?
That no. I actually might have to give Fred Kalanga a game.
Fred Kalanga.
I've no more midfielders. Arda Güler, gone. Angelo, gone. Musa, gone. Lazaro, gone. Cole Doherty, gone. Trent,
still going to beat
gone.
Me. You still have like Salah, Hoselaar, Nunes, all these fucking big lads. So Cesco, fucking Ramos, will you cop on?
Oh no,
my poor little reserve players. Still spent 100 million on Casado though. Is he injured? Is he? No, he's fine. What about Jude Bellingham? Is he gone?
Jude Bellingham's gone. I told you Jude Bellingham was
gone.
Yeah,
but you told me he was gone for the last time as well and you were just injecting him with
fucking
steroids.
I was absolutely filling his boots full of whatever was going to get him over the line. And we got him over the line and we won. So yeah, so there.
Let's just play the fucking game. Come on. Erling Haaland's been shit this season.
He didn't. Actually, in real life, he didn't have a great time either against Arsenal last week.
Arsenal playing 5 at the back, and they're Premier League title contenders. Grow up, Mikel. Point finger. Fuck you all and score. That's what. I'm not getting into that. What's the mood in the dressing room right now? We're constantly losing, sure. So yeah, lads are pure buzzing with it. I'm sure. Waiting for next highlight, which would be the tip off, because Ken is probably doing some tactical changes again. Oh God, this is so. I'm going to sleep.
This is I could just hit like instant result and we'd see how things pan out.
Game on. Van Dijk has the ball. Cancelo. I was expecting to say 1-0 after 30 seconds.
So Liverpool with Alisson, Robertson, Van Dijk, Kanate, Trent, got Scalvini, Casado and Barella in midfield, Hulsek on the wing, Salah on the right and Mukoku's on his Todd up top for City. Ederson,
I forgot you had Mukoku as well.
Ederson, Mitchell, Laporte, Diaz, Cancelo, Camavinga and Rodri in midfield. And then on the you've got Philly Foden out left, you've got Reina in the middle, you've got Pino out right, and you've got Haaland up top. 10 minutes on the clock. We're at the City of Manchester Stadium, and it's scoreless.
Demi Moore
already.
Just fucking a Paltrow. No highlights.
Rodri booked.
I can't see any fucking stats.
There's very little happening so far. Okay, hang on. We've got a throw in for Liverpool. We've got Scalvini and Caicedo doing something. And somebody has a shot. Looks like Adam Hulsek. In other news, Leicester have gone 1-0 up against Arsenal. Not that that's going to have any real kind of impact for us. Somebody else has been booked. Adam Hulsek.
Come on, you stupid cunt.
Hang on a fucking second now. I need to have a word with Adam Hulsek because...
He's going to get himself banned for a final, is he?
He is going to get himself absolutely spanked.
Oh, you know what I watched the other day? The highlights of Manchester United versus Juventus in 1999 when football was class.
Oh, do you know what I watched the other night? The highlights of Manchester City losing 5-1 to Liverpool in Football Manager last week.
Yeah, you'd be sad doing that.
Hey, Erling Haaland scores.
Rule offside, I bet you. Look, VAR
no,
check.
It's a goal.
Goal disallowed. I'm not getting excited.
That sums up your Champions League season. Throw in for Liverpool.
The comeback was on. I only need to score three.
Nicolò Barella goes for it, and it's deflected out for a corner that Andy Robertson will take. Swings it in. Moukoko has a slap at it, and amounts to nothing. And it goes to 27 minutes on the clock. We've got a full house here in Manchester, but ooh, have we a little? Oh.
No, you don't. It's just the seats are blue.
That's
they look
it is.
Like blue jerseys, but they're not. Their seats.
Can't believe I'm still paying Virgil van Dijk 325 grand a week.
Why, sure, you're fucking going to go into the Champions League final. Does that not prove that it's been worthwhile?
It would be worthwhile if we got into the Champions League final, for sure.
Tomato, tomato. Come on, you shit cunts, just get this game over and done with. I had a bit of hope in me when we got the goal, but then it was ruled out. Everyone's playing crap. I'm going to go fucking mad at halftime. Go, hey, you're all crap. You don't deserve to wear that Manchester
I think
butter.
I think you need like a special game option that's in there that rather than throw a water bottle, it's pin somebody to the wall by the throat,
yeah,
and yell at them like the Alex Ferguson hairdryer.
Bingo gringo, rule that one out for our fucking side, why don't you?
No.
You absolute screamer. 40 minutes in, comeback is on, can't wait.
Three comeback now. Could be on. Second goal before half time and the comeback is very much on.
Yeah, well, it looks like you'll get the goal.
No, we
penalty,
get a penalty.
Look, absolute fucking horse.
Adam Hulsek pulled down in the box, penalty awarded.
No!
Could it be Mo Salah to step up? Is it Andy Robertson? Mo Salah sticks it! 1-1!
Once again, before halftime, you probably score again now.
43, 44. Is there another highlight here before halftime? 3 minutes of added time in the first half, and we'll probably cruise to 1-1 at the break.
What
Andy
the
Robertson
fuck happens?
Has just
why do I concede
to?
So late on in games? Let me know. On the tag me on Twitter.
Oh.
Reyna, heads over. Shit cunt.
Okay, halftime. Andy Robertson is close to being suspended for the Champions League final. I can't afford
it. I've had two shots. Oh, come on. Just get this fucking game over and done with. Two shots and one on target. Don't deserve it.
Kevin De Bruyne coming on, and is a slush puppy coming on?
Yeah, I just had to give him a little run out in Champions League semi-final.
Okay. Erling Haaland with a belter.
To be honest, I didn't even look at it. It was on my phone. Goal disallowed.
Goal disallowed again.
Like, what the fuck? Well,
that was from the edge of the box. That was very tight.
How was that disallowed then?
That must be very tight. Caicedo takes it forward, has a long. Beats Ederson, comes back off the post. 48 minutes.
How was that disallowed?
It's all action in the first half.
It was outside
half.
The box.
Looked that way, didn't it?
Oh, you and your weird formation.
Yeah, it thwarts you.
It's a load of wank. Shouldn't. Wouldn't work in real life.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Are you really sure?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
I think I'm actually going to have to give Fred Galanga a run out.
Do sure you're fucking. I need four goals to get back into this, and I've had two ruled out for offside, which is a joke. Now I don't even need two more goals.
Salah applauds the fans as he runs off. He needs to be fit for next week because I'm pretty sure my next game is you. Then is it, or do I have Sheffield United? I'm not sure. Waiting on O'Keefe.
I just give him a few boys a run out. Go on, run free as the free run. La la da da da.
Imagine now, Shane, this was your last chance to win the Champions League.
Yeah, I don't care. I've won it loads of times in myself.
Yeah, but never in this one.
So
this is
care.
The one that really counts. Oh, come on, Harvey Elliott, fucking shooting for the corner post.
No, if we went again next year, now I'd be able to. Able to have a settled team as opposed to coming into a side that was unsettled. Like, you've had 2 years. You've had 2 years with this team and you've bought up every good young player. So.
Hey, again, I reiterate.
Like, you took off Moukoko for Ramos.
Not my fault that you got sacked from United.
Yeah, but I came out of worse place because you were coming in... you were coming into the Champions.
Yeah, I was actually. Yeah.
So you know what your run was not very.
But sure,
impressive.
But sure, all I did was make them better. And won the Premier League
no
again.
Nuance. I found Carnation.
Oh, I thought
he's,
that was going to be.
He's
a
still in goal.
He's,
for
yeah,
Manchester.
That's the thing. He's actually like, still there.
You just type in best players Football Manager, and then you just buy him
And buy them all. Yeah. That's kind of what I like to do.
Or you just listen to me talk about players and then get there before me.
Also a thing.
Come on. Oh, fucking shit bastards. Just finish the game. I'm not going to score four.
You've got 15 minutes. You'll be
to
you're
score
fine.
Four.
Yeah.
You grow up, Ken. Grow up. Haaland, you can come off and all. Bring on Mahi and Pingo. Fuck off. You're gone. Bring on Jackie Gree. Now, there we go. Fucking 14 minutes left.
How's it feel to crash out of the Champions League?
I don't really care.
you would have cared. But you cared when you beat Real Madrid over two legs.
Yeah, I should have been gone, to be honest, but you just fucked up. You scum, save scum. So
but yeah, that's
the train. Get yourself back into the Premier League rest. Oh my god, I didn't load it properly. Oh, conveniently the last one was saved though, where Ken won, didn't he?
Yeah, just Liverpool corner with 5 minutes to go. That amounts to this has actually been other than the fact that we've had 15 shots on goal, we've got an XG of 2.3.
I just went attacking for the fucking game. And you can see that it obviously didn't pay off with my shitty shots.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff off target. Here's a goal for City, though.
Yeah,
Jack Grealish. Rodri makes it. So 2-1 on the night, 6-3 on aggregate. Will there be a third one in it? Set the bench or set the tone for our third and final game of the season.
Oh.
And Fred Kalenga is in the midfield and he's all smiles.
This is a game over, isn't it?
Konate tries to bring it out from the back. He's going backwards more than he is forwards. Sure, I've nobody up top. I've pulled Ramos back to an AMC at this stage and slowed it down. And I think that's full time. 2-1. Man City win on the night. We'll take it because of the hammering that we gave you in the first leg. Mo Salah penalty on 43. Cancel out Jeremy Pino's opener. Jackie Grealish makes it 2-1 on 88 minutes. And it's Liverpool who progress to the Champions League final for this year. Board are going to be delighted. Everybody's going to be happy. I just need to hold on to players. Dortmund and Bayern was a little bit tighter. Ends 4-3 on aggregate in favour of Bayern. So it's Liverpool and Bayern in the Champions League final. I don't know when that is. It also means that Liverpool qualify for the Club World Cup or the Club World Championship. Stade de France, the venue. Oh, because PSG are also defending a reigning champion. Actually, PSG won the Champions League the last two seasons running. Liverpool haven't won it since Liverpool last won it. Bayern, Chelsea, Madrid, City, PSG and PSG. Champions League final booked for Saturday the 30th of May.
Come on, that means the season goes on longer.
And it's Liverpool going up against Jurgen Klopp.
Good. I hope he's a perennial Champions League final loser, so.
Hey, he's won it once.
Yeah, how many times has he been in the final, Ken?
Enough.
Yeah.
More exactly. Than you have. Oh,
exactly.
That felt good.
I'm happy it did.
Even the social media team were delighted. 6-3 on aggregate, that one ends. So, focus switches back to the Premier League because that is all that's left.
They're going to be so pissed off at me.
The team or the board?
Board, I'd say.
Ederson's
recent form has been disappointing.
It's hardly been that disappointing. Well, you suppose, maybe.
Brentford in 2 days. Long gone are the days where they just rest players.
Not anymore. We got Sheffield United. Actually, if we this is kind of like Liverpool in real life. If we screw it against Sheffield United, that's kind of it.
Yeah, and then I throw out a reserve team against you.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Thanks,
little Cole Palmer.
You're very considerate.
I hate this fucking stupid press conferences.
Why do you think your team has one of the best attacking records in the league? Because we scored more goals. That's what.
It all starts with hard work, really. Who gives a
if it's any consolation, I'm tipping Philly Foden for the goal 50.
I don't give a fuck. He hasn't played well in ages.
Actually, he also had a stormer in reality earlier in the week.
I know, three hat-tricks or something. How would you respond to criticism claiming that you're being too inflexible with your tactics? Like, what does that mean? I've changed my tactics numerous times. Not at all. Just don't see any value in the... I didn't even read what I said there. Now I'm getting fucking spanked by Brentford. I probably came out and said, oh, I'm going to spank Brentford. And then Miles Jacobson's sitting at home in his undies going, you know what? Make him lose.
Ivan Tony all day. I presume Tony is still at... did he leave? He didn't leave Brentford.
Did I
run into trouble against Brentford?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to what you're doing. Bar when I'm up against you and I'm forced to. I need to sleep, Kenneth. I've slept too much and now my body has grown accustomed to rest.
Aston Villa Andy was in touch as well over the weekend.
Go on, Villa Andy. He's Birmingham too then.
He's currently at Napoli. He's won the league.
In Napoli, when daddy do, a boy meets girl is what they say. Isn't that?
I don't know.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. That's amore.
That's it. So he's won the league, the Italian Cup and the Europa League Cup. He's about to start his next season. The year, Jesus, is 2033.
How do you get that far?
Because he's got time.
I've never got... I in the 2015, I played that for a good solid 4 years, I reckon, and I got 10 years into the future.
Oh, but that's okay. That's a lot.
De Bruyne resumes full training. Sorry, forgot he was injured and he played in the last game.
I was thinking as much. We have Darwin Nunez, Anders Borset and Connor Bradley passing fitness tests. But Liverpool side is going to be kind of a little makeshift, kind of a little makeshift. So going with Alisson in goal, Borset on the left, Ahmed Hodzic-Kanate, Ben Doak, Scalvini, Caicedo, who's in need of a rest, Fred Kalenga to boss the midfield. Do you know what we'll give? Because he got booked in the last game, I'm going to stick Jota out on the left. Actually, maybe Darwin Nunes. No, Jota. Darwin Nunes is still only coming back from a knock.
Like, a lot of these players have not been playing well this season. Like, Kyle Walker has a 6.88 average rating. Like, you should be doing a lot better.
For the season or for his last five?
For the season. Average rating for the season.
Like, last five games, Caicedo and Scalvini, who have probably played together the last five games, 6.7 between them. There's a lot of low scores.
Yeah, like Philly Foden, for some reason, the last five games, 6.58.
6.4 for Philly Foden.
What the fuck is that about? Like, last five games, Ousmane Dembele, 6.6. Last five games, Jeremy Pino, 6.7. Like, what the fuck? Like, where's this sudden drop-off come from? Oh, because we're coming to the end of the season.
That's the scripting, Shane.
Scripting, 100%. I have no doubt about it.
Andy Robertson is still suspended. Nicolò Barella is still suspended. Luis Diaz, his season is gone. Wisdomame is still suspended. Yunus Musa's season is gone.
Stupid.
We're very depleted.
Fucking game.
Anyway, we'll go and we'll take it to Sheffield United. We'll see how we go. We're at home.
Put it up to
him. Does that mean that I have to play you in... You're at home for the next game, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't look that far ahead. Tyreek Mitchell, he's been playing shit as well. We've all been playing shit. You're all getting sold at the end of the season. I don't care. Yao Cancelo, you're going in instead of Tyreek Mitchell.
Burn those bridges.
I want to hit instant results so bad.
Play it and you'll be fine. You're going up against Brentford. Haaland scored in the last game.
Shut up.
Grealish scored in the last game. The boys haven't forgotten to score.
Yeah, they have.
You just do the thing of selling misery to make yourself appear better when you come out the other side of it.
It's called building a story.
It's like, look at me, I'm acting. It's like, well, 95% of you is acting. I trust you to make the difference, Benjamin Sesko.
Yanley, he was someone that I had at fucking Preston. I see Damsgaard, that's one of your old boys.
Yeah, oh, I loved Damsgaard when I had him for the 6 months that I had him.
I played Brentford there recently, didn't I? And I remember Mwembo.
Hey, one of your old boys is up top against me. Josh Sargent.
Go on, Josh. He did not work out for me.
He did not. That's American, Josh. Where did you have Wolves, wasn't it? Came out of Norwich.
I don't think.
Or did he come out of Norwich? He's at Norwich anyway. Or is that Norwich in real life?
Well, rule that out, you fuckers. 1-0.
Sheffield United all over Liverpool in the opening exchanges. 10 minutes gone at Anfield. Anders Borset is getting wound up. He's already been booked.
I thought you were about to say getting wanked off. Oh, no. When I just heard what, I was like,
It's early. He's booked, but he's booked, but he scored his first ever Liverpool goal on 13 minutes. It's Trent with a throw to Moise Caicedo, who finds Scalvini. Caicedo flicks it all the way across to the left edge of the box. Borset's running in, takes it on his left foot, takes three deflections, goes past Schlager in the Sheffield United goal, and it's 1-0 to Liverpool.
I've dropped also Ederson.
Really?
Yeah. Philly, FIFA 4.
Dropped him so that he'll be in super form then when he comes back against me next week.
I don't know, he's just got rid of.
That's it. I knew that's what you do. This is what I did when we were conceding all those goals and I stuck Weavy and Kelleher in for 6-7 weeks straight. Granted, Alisson was also injured, so that was probably a bit of a thing, but it helps.
I don't know, I brought in Van der Voort anyway.
Has he played at all for you this season?
Van der Voort? Yeah, he's played a load of games.
Okay.
I don't just fucking let them rot after I buy him, unlike you. I'm passive aggressive all the time. Okay, I really have to stop. It's 3-0.
Every time.
Haaland,
what did I tell
penalty.
You? Don't be concerned about this. You're playing Brentford and you're not even at half time and you're already 3-0.
I know, and I went to Onlycoms as well. I just want to get this over and done with. Yeah, I want to get this season over and done with.
That's kind of true. We got half an hour gone at Anfield. It's literally just building up to the last league game so we can really kind of get an idea where things are going to finish off next week. Because we should be able to, if we get through, so next league
game 4-0.
Means that I have three league games left. You'll have four. You'll have the game in hand.
Erling Haaland made a four, so he's getting subbed, so he'll be all right for you.
You know you're going to break the Baba's heart now by taking him off.
Why, he has a hat-trick.
Yeah, but now he'll be pissed because he'll feel like he could have had five.
They're going to get clapping off.
Oh my God, I just got three yellow cards in the space of 2 minutes. Diogo Jota booked before halftime. Moise Caicedo booked before halftime. And Ibrahim Konate booked before halftime. Would ye stop getting booked?
Bingo Gringo and what he is on.
Lord above.
Cancelo's coming off for Ricky Kiki. 4-0. That means I'm only 6 points clear now at the top of the table with how many games left? Four.
Four.
You have three.
Yeah, but you'll have a game in hand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have four, you have three. Like, the league could still be yours, and if it does, I'm quitting Football Manager forever. I'm going to go balanced, time-wasting, yeah, whatever. No, there's 20 minutes left.
I can't time waste that long.
I've been only comms and there's 20 minutes left. I made five subs thinking about the game against Liverpool. And what's the score in your game?
We are 1-0 up.
Go on, Sheffield. How long's left?
But it's just 1-0 up. That's the thing. There's 20 minutes left to play. Like, we haven't been great. Fred Kalenga, like, Mo Salah's on a 6.3. So he's coming off. Benjamin Sesko's on a yellow card and has played a 6.5 to this. Like, we've played poorly. And again, this is what happened the last time. We played you in the Champions League in the first leg and we were terrible against Spurs. 6.2, 6.3s all over the pitch. And then we ended up playing you again. So we come through the Champions League, have good numbers, and then come out against Sheffield United and have poor numbers.
Well, I've won there, 4-0.
Congratulations.
That was a good number.
Arsenal up against Everton, Villa and Leeds scoreless, Chelsea Bournemouth scoreless, Norwich beating Man United. So much for Karnesecki right there. 10 minutes left to go at Anfield, and I think we'll make one last little subby. I wouldn't mind giving Tom Hayes a game, if only to give Moyes Caicedo a break, because he is absolutely broke up. He's making his debut, and I've...
Who's making his debut?
Tom Hayes, coming up from the under-18s. Oh, we've just scored again.
Horseshit. How can he be playing
Trent Alexander-Arnold. So he whips in the corner, comes out to Ramos. Trent again. Oh, he's going himself. He does. Trent on his right foot from the left edge of the six-yard box. Sheffield United gone down to 10 men and we go 3-0 ahead. This time it's Anders Borset comes down the left-hand side. He's carrying a yellow card. I've got the maddest looking shorts here in the pitch. Gonzalo Ramos collects the ball from Borset. Again, edge of the six-yard box. And Schlager is just standing there waving his arms in the goal going, this is
goal, Schlager.
4-0 for City, 3-0 for Liverpool. And I'm pretty sure that's how things are going to end. And we get straight in to you versus me, City and Liverpool again.
Is this how we're finishing off today?
This is how we finish it off today. And then we have the end of the season next week.
Oh, no! This is going to fucking give me fucking the runs.
It's grand. You've come off a 4-0 win.
I can only be 3 points clear coming to the last.
All you need to do is beat me.
If I beat you, I go 9 points clear. Do I win the league then?
If you beat me...
Pretty much.
Yeah, because I will have played 36 games, which means I can only claim 6 points.
So I win the league against you if I win?
Yeah.
Am I at home?
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
I told you...
Do this for the Gallagher brothers.
I told you that the league title was going to City. You refused to believe me.
No, I can still lose and then there's only 3 points between us.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. I got fucking Tottenham, Manchester United and some other fucking
team.
The
board, mind you, have been really nice. They've just given me another 132 million in my transfer budget.
Yeah, nice one. You can spend that before our fucking game.
Then. I will.
Come on. No, let's just get into this.
See how you hold off on the finer point of the maths until you're about 40 minutes through the podcast, and then the mood goes from "Oh my god!"
No, this is shit. Like, I'm going to lose. God. This is going to be stressful. I'm going to have a whole week of this now hanging over my head after I lose this game.
No, because you'll win the title.
I'm going to go on the Kilkenny Soccer podcast and record this straight after this, and then I'm going to be just bitching about Football Manager.
No, you'll win the league title and then you absolutely will not shut the fuck up for the next 12 months.
No.
Because that's it.
Come on. I need to have a little squad meeting. Lads, we could win the fucking title if we beat Liverpool here high. Just concede it.
Like, who did that during the week? Thomas Tuchel.
What?
After the loss to Dortmund, he was just like, yeah, it's not happening. It's like, they can take
fucking Harry Kane, boy, huh? You go to Bayern Munich to get guaranteed league titles.
And then not win it.
And then not win a league title.
Yeah. And then he'll come back to like Chelsea next season instead.
Or he'll go to Celtic and not win it.
And not win it.
Go to PSG and not win it. Join Evergreen in Kilkenny and not win it.
What? Who's going to win in Kilkenny?
Oh, it's probably going to be Evergreen. It's always Evergreen. But there's only six fixtures played and we're nearly at the end of the season. And they're meant to have played like 16.
Oh,
maybe?
But this kind of happens for Evergreen on the regular.
Because they're always in
cup competition.
Yeah, but six fixtures come April. And wow. The fucking season they have to get like 10 more in now.
Oh, sure. The season started in September, didn't it?
Yeah. Madness. Like.
That's incredible. Would they not just make them play the games?
I don't know, Ken. If find out on the Kilkenny Soccer Podcast to get my thoughts on this.
Oh, I could feel your thoughts just emanating across the room already.
People are like, oh, why are you always giving out about Evergreen? I'm not. There's just so much to like not be happy about. I've received 5.75 million off the Yuri Tielemans transfer. Nice one.
Good stuff. I had good stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And then bought Camavinga. Players to rest. No. Well, yeah, I'll rest them all, yeah, before this big fixture. Dude, you stupid fucks! This is going to give me a heart attack.
I missed the predictions. What did the press say?
I don't even pay attention.
City expected to win. I think that was the thing, wasn't it?
Like, I got Tottenham 2 days later, so I, like...
Yeah, but you win the league now, and then you don't have to worry about Spurs. You can just instant result your way to the end of the season.
Oh, that's what I'll do. I'll go on holiday.
You probably will.
I'll start looking at places in Mexico.
Wow. Ben Reynolds to make his debut for Liverpool against Man City. Harvey Elliott to start in midfield.
Just click continue, Ken. Let's get this one. Big battle over. We've played to each other too much in the past while. You've won two, I've won one. The one I won didn't really matter.
The ones that I've won did really matter. Charity Shield.
Did I win earlier on in the season?
No. Charity Shield. We drew in the league earlier on in the season, didn't we?
I don't know.
And then... Or did you beat me earlier on in the league?
I probably
is that why the gap is there? So Charity Shield, won that. League Cup final, won that.
Liverpool, I won 2-0.
Spanked you in the Champions League semi-final, first leg. Did all the damage there.
Don't know what happened there. I think I did. I don't know. I fucked up. I changed my formation to chase a goal when I shouldn't have. I should have just kept it tidy and then I would have come back.
But that's what I've been doing for seasons. Like the last two or three seasons where you're chasing that dragon of going, I can fix this. Yeah. There's 10 minutes to go. I know I can get the goal back. And then, like I did against Spurs, you concede twice.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. I know a loss is a loss is a loss. But at the same time, bloody hell, like.
Let's go. Oh, we're still fucking 2 days away from it. Let's just get this game over and done with, Ken. I can't live a week not knowing. Oh, remember, I'm sick as well. So, like, if this could kill me if I lose.
Great.
You'll have nobody to do a podcast, Pep.
Great. Delighted.
What?
You know when you click continue and you just get bad news.
What was your bad news? What was your bad news? Jude Bellingham is back.
Borsett did make the team of the week though.
I genuinely feel sick to my stomach.
Why?
I don't know. I just want to get... I'm genuinely sick anyway.
Do you know what it is? It's nervous anticipation because you absolutely cannot wait to lord it over me. That's what it is. And it's okay to admit it. Because that's what it is. Because I've been...
Well,
so,
they do say the Premier League is the hardest thing to win.
See, I've been so reserved in celebrations over the year and over the season.
Fuck off.
The League Cup, the Cup side of things, dumping you out of the Champions League, that, you know, it's okay to give you a win. That's all right. If it makes you feel better about yourself, that's fine, Shane. Right, are we there yet?
I don't know. I'm waiting for you to click continue.
So, oh, you are actually.
Looking at the Premier League encounters while this universe has been on. Man City have only won one, which is the one I won last time.
Okay.
And they've lost to Liverpool 4 times.
Woohoo!
In the years that we've been here.
Woohoo! Which is for kind of forever.
Yeah.
And this is the one that decides it all then, really. 34 games played, 86 points. 35 games
Look,
played.
I always have WrestleMania if this doesn't work out.
80 points.
It's this weekend. Can't wait. Woo!
The board...
Sitting here with a crippled back.
The board are expecting a draw and they want to see...
Does Connor, a draw work for me?
They want to see Connor... Draw just prolongs the inevitable because
No, a draw does work for me though.
A draw works.
Because you'll only have...
I'll only have the ability...
So you'll only have to get 6 points
to get 6 points out of it. So and you'll draw, have the ability to get 9 points.
Oh no, I'll still be 6 points clear, yeah.
Even so. With the draw? Oh yeah, because
I was thinking I get a point and you don't get a point. It's like, ha ha, like an infrared draw.
And then it just has to go on to next week. And we're not going to let that. We're not going to let that happen. I got to play Everton next week. That'll be it. I'll go out. I'll lose to Man City and then go out and lose to Liverpool, or go out and lose to Everton and fucking finish. I cannot finish third.
I got to play Tottenham, man. They beat you and Man United.
Do you know what?
Man United recently stopped.
Surprise, surprise, lads. Sorry, United recently stopped
Liverpool or Man City from winning the league 1 year. Remember they were 2-0 down?
I'm not too bad. Spurs have, if we draw, then look, ball is very much in your court. But if we draw, Liverpool's gap back to third with Spurs goes to 6 points. But Spurs have also played an extra game. So they have 36 games played. They're on 75 points. So if we go to 36 games and 81 points, our goal difference against Spurs is almost +30.
Wow.
So draw, worst case scenario, I'll finish second. It's not worse. It can't be third anyway, so it's not too bad. Oh God!
What's wrong, Kent? Someone get injured?
I'm just giving a little oh God. It's all right.
All right. I thought someone got injured again. I was like, yay. This is fun when that happens to you, not me.
It's okay. I'm not. Look, it is what it is. That's what we said, isn't it? Tom Hayes can go shite. Conor Bradley can go shite.
Cole Palmer, get fucked. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't want to fucking play it. I want to go home to my bed. I want a jacuzzi.
You did mention that earlier.
I'd like to be in a jacuzzi.
Why?
Just because you have that constant warmth. You have no fucking weight.
That muscle thing going on.
Yeah, you have no, like, you're not holding your seat. You're just floating in fucking hot water.
I get that.
I'd like to be in that right now.
All up in that jacuzzi.
All up in that jacuzzi. Give me a hot tub, baby.
At least Wisdom Amy can play.
We should play football manager in a hot tub together, Ken.
You got any of those waterproof laptops there, Shane? No?
Oh, let's get it all slippery, baby.
Jesus.
Oh, play the fucking game. Let's continue.
Yeah, hang on.
I can't watch this.
I have to pick some kind of a team.
This is through me fucking fingers. What team am I playing, do you know?
I'll find out when we click continue.
No, you won't. You already know. Marcelo Bielsa, this shit.
Yeah, you leave the room and I look over your shoulder looking for tactics.
I would if I were you.
I probably would if I were me as well. But I'm not. Oh Christ, I can't play him in midfield. Oh no!
That's what I always said, you can't play him in midfield. Stop with this woe is me shit.
No, I thought Nick, sorry, I know. If I do woe is me, I'm absolutely infringing on your turf and that'd be terrible. But what the story is here is I didn't realise that Nicolò Barella is suspended, and with Yunus Musa out and with Moise Caicedo not exactly match fit, that could put Fred Kalenga in line for start. I don't have any defensive mids, do I? Is Curtis Jones there? No, Curtis Jones on his way back from injury. No fitness test required.
Yeah,
but should be monitored. Okay, hold on, we'll get through this.
I'm waiting for Ken.
It is what it is. It's that point of the season, and it, mentally I've probably conceded things already because I've enjoyed whipping you so much.
Let's do this.
Right, Alisson,
turn off sound.
Van Dijk, Ahmed Hodzic, Trent. Is Andy Robertson there? He is there. That's all right. Caicedo, Harvey Elliott, and Scalvini in the middle. Salah, Nunes, and I start Benjamin Sesko up top.
Benjamin Sesko always scores against me.
Benjamin Sesko hasn't scored. He had that one goal in the Champions League, and then
where's
that
Makuku?
I'm actually not sure if he's on.
You spent all that time fucking doing up your team, and Makoko is on the bench, and so is fucking Bellingham.
Okay, that's okay.
You little bitch! Like, why are you lying?
I have to pad out the bench.
Yeah, you have a lot.
He can't play.
Oh, bollocks! You said that about the fucking Caribbean Cup.
If we were in bother, I'd absolutely risk him breaking his legs to.
You said the same about the Caribbean Cup. You're lying.
Yeah.
You're just a liar.
Yeah, that's it. That's
man
where,
with
that's
no
where,
hate, that's class. Man with no class. Oh, still waiting on Ken making some changes right before kickoff again. I'm sick. I want to go home, and you won't let me.
Let's just see what happens. Oh, hold on. I was only commentary for my last game, and so were
so
you.
So was I. So let it just be only comms and get this fucking. I can't watch it. Man City win a corner. Come on, just score from this after 40 seconds. No, over the bar. Alisson tips the ball over. Come on, score from this corner, why don't you? Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh.
Philly Foden. I should have probably started him. Oh, he scores though! Yes! I can't fucking move too fucking much because my back is killing me. Philly Foden, after 2 minutes, we score from a corner.
2 minutes on the clock.
Shop!
Three shots on goal, three shots on target for Man City.
You'll come back into it. We win the league. Hopefully the lads are amped up here. John Stones over the top. Pingo Gringo.
Oh my God, that should have been 2-0.
Oh, Rodri.
That absolutely should have been 2-0.
No, the game will fuck me.
It's going to screw me. That's what's going to happen.
I actually have the shakes. I'm in now.
You're just excited.
I'm not.
That's what it is. And it's okay to be excited.
It's not. We're 14 minutes in. When I get excited, I don't usually last this long. I spontaneously combust.
Wow.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Shane's Premier League dreams going down the swanny.
We're really sucking here at the minute.
Sucking diesel. 20 minutes in. Both teams are sucking. There hasn't been much highlights.
Says you with your almost perfect shot record, and Liverpool still really to try and get a shot away.
Another corner. Philly Foden to Bryna. Philly Foden. Oh, that Pingo,
box
Pingo.
Play.
Rodri. Diaz out to Stones. We're all the way in the back line. You're pressing high. Philly Foden. Holland! hand. That was an absolute sitter. Did that go in?
Sorry, did it go in?
It paused.
Sorry, oh, sorry. I'm
it's
just making
giving
it,
the fucking thing wide.
I'm making a quick
you measure. Paused it just as it's on the line. Is that in or not? It said that was an absolute sitter. Motherfucker.
No,
missed.
It's wide.
You cheated. I did. You cheated. Literally, he took the shot and you cheated. You know the way sometimes in FIFA when you can take a penalty against the AI and you can press pause and you think it fucks him up or something? That's what you just did.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah,
you fucked it up.
I've learned all of these. I've learned all of these mad tactics in the last 20 minutes.
One of the best parts of the game is when Virgil van Dijk kicked it out.
There's also
a
half an hour gone, by the way, for people that need an update on what's actually going on.
Nothing's so happening.
City have had 8 shots on goal, 4 on target. You should probably be 3-0 up at this stage.
I know.
Phil Foden with the early goal, 2-0. Sorry, 1-0 on 2 minutes. That
are
was
you watching
what
on key highlights or on
key highlights?
Yeah, me too.
Andy Robertson to Darwin Nunez, pulls it back to Scalvini.
It's before half time, though.
Casado, Trent, penalty.
Penalty. Are you serious?
Is this a penalty?
Are you serious?
Mo Salah pulled down. Penalty
fucking
awarded.
Joke. Another penalty in this game.
41 minutes.
Fucking diving bastard.
Mo Salah.
Right before half time again.
Oh, yes!
Right before half time again.
Woof!
I hope you're happy with that, ref. Your players have been playing shit. And then you instruct them to dive.
Oh, lads. Great job. Win
horrible.
The penalty.
Horrible.
2 minutes of added time at the end of the first half. It's 1-1.
You'll probably score.
We'll get
again.
Something going into this break at the very least. Because other than that, we've not been great. Phil Foden is flying. Kevin De Bruyne is flying. And after that, nobody else is really flying.
Oh, come on, you stupid fucks. Haaland needs to get a goal. He absolutely squandered a sitter. Why are you doing this to me, Miles? Fucking Mohamed Salah diving, son of a gun.
Oh, let's see how we go. 2 changes. Sesko's off.
Of course you do.
Makoko's on.
Here's your goals.
Adam Holsek is
coming
on.
Here's your goals.
Andy Robertson whips it in. Virgil van Dijk with a header. 47 minutes on the clock. It's gone 2-1. You from the off. See if we can get a little bit of momentum back our way. 55
You're winning. What do you
gone.
Mean momentum back your way?
Momentum
You're
back our
get
way.
Get 2 goals either side of fucking half time. Why is that always happening to me? I fucking made it, tried to slow him down as well. Didn't fucking work. Pingo Gringo, you can fuck off. You've been playing shit. You're coming off. Ah, this fucking game breaks my fucking heart. If I lose the league, I'm giving up this fucking podcast. I'm serious.
And if you win the league?
I'm still giving it up. It's not good for my heart.
Newcastle have gone 2-0 up against West Ham, if that's any good to you.
I couldn't give a fuck about them. Erling Haaland playing absolutely shit.
Oh,
fucking goal. The ball saved on. I can't even see the stats. For some reason, it's not showing me stats.
You can click through the tablet thing at the top.
Match stats. 10 shots, 4 on target. I have to take off Haaland. He's playing absolutely cack. I don't care. Just leave them all on. Leave them all on. Let them fucking ruin my fucking day. Stupid cunt. Oh my God. Why am I losing so many fucking games? Why am I losing
15
so
minutes.
Many fucking games? Why is this game so slow?
That's a good question, actually.
Only 3 points in a three. I could win the fucking league if they just fucking won the game. No, that'd give me a fucking heart attack. Every fucking season.
Here we go.
Here we go.
No, sorry. It started a highlight and then it stopped and I was like, oh shit. But it's Alisson clearing it out to
I have to take off Erling Haaland because he's absolutely wrecked.
João Cancelo easily dispossesses Mo Salah, who's walking to the sideline with his head in his hands. Oh, that's why.
Oh, losing at home to Liverpool. Goal either side of half time once again. Always happening. I tried to change it and everything. It just wouldn't fucking change. I went back in to listen to change it back after half time and the same things were there. So I didn't confirm any of the fucking changes. We're going full Leroy Jenkins.
Well, we have just taken Mo Salah off for Diogo Jota. We've taken Caicedo off.
I'll just get a goal and draw the fucking game at least. Come on.
89 minutes. How much out of time? 5 minutes out of time.
Horseshit.
91.
No fucking highlights.
92.
This is a robbery.
This is just numbers. 93, 94.
Robbery, it's over.
94.
Fuck this game.
No, highlight, last minute.
No, injured. Giovanni Reyna, injured. Could this fucking game get any worse? Absolute horseshit. Horseshit.
Full time blowing up the fuck. Yes, full time.
All right, I'm done. I'm going home. This is bullshit.
Liverpool 2, Man City 1. Phil Foden opens the score on 2 minutes. Mo Salah with the penalty on 42. Virgil van Dijk with the corner almost from the off 47 minutes. Giovanni Reyna injured in injury time.
League is over. It's gone.
That's it. We're down to a 3-point gap. You have a game in hand.
Yeah, I'm going to lose them all. Man United and Tottenham. How the fuck could you be 10 points clear and now only be 3 points clear?
And there we go. That's
I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm done.
Done. Until next week.
We'll see about that.
on that note, that's where this week is going to finish off. That's the Football Manager Football Show number 166 in the bag. You can get in touch at any stage. It's podcast@fmfshow.com by email. You can check the archive online at fmfshow.com. You can find us on Twitter/X @FMFshow, and we will do it all again and finish this season next week. Talk to you then. Good luck.
The Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.